The situation is dire. People who live in that part of the country are in dire need of urgent support because the rains that we traditionally use as a means of survival in terms of taking care of our livestock and livelihoods have failed for 3 consecutive years. And the situation is so bad such that the government itself had in May this year to declare it a national disaster. So we have at the moment lost more than 70% of our livestock, and reports are that some people have already succumbed to death in some parts of the country. And if the situation continues as it is, there's now every possibility that we might lose people in large numbers if there are no significant and intensive interventions done in those parts of the country. And so the situation is bad, and it needs real support from all.
Some Kenyans have been sharply critical of the government, saying that the government has not been effective in proactively addressing some of these problems that are usually perennial and rampant in northern Kenya. What are your views about that?
I want to take the opportunity, first of all, to congratulate those Kenyans who have started an important initiative, Kenya for Kenyans, under the leadership of Red Cross and corporate organizations and media houses in this country, who actually have traveled the length and breadth of the region and have ascertained first-hand account of what's going through. People are going through there. And so they have started an important initiative, which we all thank. But in terms of government intervention, I want to say that the government itself had attempted to intervene, but the quarrel people have with the government is that the weatherman, who is the expert, had predicted 1 year ago that the situation was going to be what we are going through today. And so what Kenyans expected was sufficient government efforts to prepare the people and to prepare for this catastrophe that Kenyans are going through now. But that has not happened. Also, government itself declared it a national disaster in May, and now we are in August. And it is apparent to us that they have not moved with the speed and with the kind of accuracy that Kenyans expected them to do, because the constitution that we have gives government the sole responsibility to protect the lives and property of Kenyans. And it's government that has that responsibility to intervene and to avoid the possibility of Kenyans succumbing to death or to outright stress as a result of the weather patterns that we are going through. Because this information was known to government, but apparently the government did not do as much as the country expected them to do. And so this is why we had an opportunity yesterday to discuss it in Parliament, and it's now we are seized of this matter as Parliament and as citizens, so that we see what best we can be able to do for our people.
You filed a motion in Parliament to discuss this. Some Kenyans are saying that enough of the talk, we need practical things in Parliament, instead of motions being filed in Parliament that literally becomes a talk shop. Do you think those criticisms are justified?
Parliament is to discuss and debate issues that concern the people. And so Parliament was absolutely within its right. In fact, We have our standing order number 23, which allows any member of parliament to stand up any time within the proceedings of the House and debate a matter of extreme national importance like what we have today in our country. And so, first of all, parliamentarians are absolutely within their right to focus on this matter, to seek support not only from government but from donors and friends of Kenya in order to see how Kenyans who are suffering, because that's an effort by Parliament to attract attention to the problem. And secondly, Parliament itself, both the staff and the members of Parliament, did their own contributions through the Speaker to the Kenya Red Cross in terms of financial support from their own salaries to support the initiative by Kenyans to help those Kenyans who are in distress at the moment. And so I think that the criticism that you just mentioned does not hold sufficient evidence. It is that Parliament has come to perform what constitutionally it is supposed to do. And so it's not a talking shop. It's a house where aspirations and difficulties of the Kenyan people are discussed on a daily basis. And this is one of the issues that we had to discuss yesterday.